So the passage started off with saying Jesus answered the Jews. Because in the passage from yesterday that comes just before this, Jesus was healing a man who was crippled on the Sabbath day, which was against the rules. And so Jesus was in trouble with the authorities. And so this is Jesus' response, as that he is doing the same work that the Father does. And so this whole passage, Jesus is trying to explain to those who are listening to him, really he's trying to explain the Holy Trinity. I'm sure in some of your classes you've studied this already, and that we can know that the God is three persons in one God. Sometimes we use the image of the shamrock to imagine that. But what does that really mean, and how do we understand it? It's really more than our brains can handle. And so we're not supposed to understand it fully. But in this little passage from John's Gospel, he's trying to show the Jews that the Son, Jesus, and the Father, the God in heaven, are one. And that what the Son does, the Father does. And what the Father wants, the Son wants. And so why is that important for us? Why is that so important for us to know the close unity between the Son and the Father? Because through our baptism, we become just like Jesus. We become one with Jesus. And so because of that, we become one with the Father. And what Jesus did, the Father does. And so what we want to do, or what we should strive to do, is the same thing that God the Father wants us to do. And so how do we practice this? We practice this by being obedient, by following the rules, by listening to our teachers and to our parents. I mean, y'all know where I live, right behind the school, right next to the softball field. So, so softball season's going on. And when I was walking back and forth, especially during tryouts and even during practice, like I hear the coach giving instructions. And I see some of you learning how to swing the bat for the first time or how to throw the ball. Some of you have your own idea of how you should swing the bat or how you should throw the ball or how you should run and how fast you should run and to what point do you stop running? Do I run all the way through first base or do I stop when I get to first base? All those rules that we learn about playing softball, you have to listen to your coach. And even though you might want to do something differently, or you might think that your way is better, as you listen to your coach, as you start to do the same thing that he or your whatever coach wants you to do, then you become a better player. And you start to think and act the same way the coach does. And by doing that, you become a better player. You can hit the ball. You can complete your throw. You can make the tag out. So instead of doing everything that your own way, even though you think your way might be better, by following the will, the rules of someone else, you actually become the better person that you are trying to be. And this is why this is so important for us. And this is what the opening prayer said, is that we receive eternal life. We receive pardon from our sins by confessing our sins. And this season of Lent, this long season of Lent, where we hear about repentance and we hear about sin so much because it's so easy for us. And I know many of you had a chance to go to confession yesterday, where you have a chance to examine your heart for those times when you know what the right thing to do is, but you choose to do something differently. You know the Father's will, but you choose your own will. And that's what we call sin. And this season of Lent is to help us not do that anymore. Because by confessing our sins, we receive life. And that's what Jesus said in the passage. We receive life. Sin takes away life. Grace gives us life. And so we have about 2 weeks left before we can celebrate, really celebrate the Easter season. And until we really recognize all the little areas of our life that we try to do our own way instead of God's way, we won't really be able to celebrate. And so this is what Jesus is saying to us today. Like, don't be afraid to admit when you sinned. Don't be afraid to admit when you do something wrong. But just having that mind in your memory, the image of the coach, who, when you listen to your coach, when you stop doing your own way, but you do it his way, you do it their way, you really become better. And this is how it is with the faith. As we listen to what God tells us, as we follow the teachings of the church, even if they don't always make sense or they're not always fun, this is where we have true life and we can truly celebrate. Let's pray for that grace for ourselves and for each other, that we have a true desire to listen to God, to know God, and to follow His will. Amen.